Kaiju FM, come find your niche.
Hey folks, and welcome to the next episode of Lore Masters. If you've been following along up until now in Season 2, you'll know that we are going through a whole campaign from Level 1 and the very first character creation, all the way through, hopefully, to a big conclusion and a big bad boss battle. We are now in Episode 4, and we started last week with an initial kind of introduction to the world and some early combat. And this week we are kind of adding in a sort of diversion if need be. So hopefully last week, guys, ended with your players winning a battle against the invaders on their ship. And at that point, they've kind of got a few choices. They can either kind of chase down the airship or try and find out where the base was, or carry on with their initial mission. If they choose to carry on with the initial mission and not chase the airship, just jump this week. Don't bother with this. You can have this in your pocket for down the line if they ever go back. Nothing we will touch on in this week's sort of adventures will be key to the campaign. Nothing here is a must hit point to get things going. It's just some context and offer some hooks and some early ways into the larger story if need be, but it isn't key. If they do choose to follow the airship or even capture one of the enemies, they can find their way via either tracking the ship and interrogating their captive. They find their way back to one of the islands in the Broken Sea. It's an unremarkable island, a forgettable island. It's rocky, with sheer cliffs and steep cliffs rising all sides to about 60 feet out of the water. But really, it's a ring. It's a sunken centre. It's just a ring of cliffs with a flat bit middle. This is the base operations of the Jarrans, a crew of pirates operating across the area of the sea. They are who attacked the ship. Their mode of operation is to capture ships, to pick them up from their claw from their airship and bring them back, dropping the ship into the central section and then forcing that crew and other captured crews to break their ship down, to take all items of worth from the ship. In the show notes is both a complete map for you as the DM if you want to give it, but also a hand-drawn version. I found sometimes that players, if they are interrogating a captured person, will get them to draw a map, and so I've included a hand-drawn version if they want to go along those lines. If your players approach, they get towards the island, there initially appear to be no easy way in. It is sheer cliffs on all sides. But either by the intel of talking to a captive or by a DC 12 perception check, they can find a hidden entrance on one side, large enough for a single rowboat to enter. They're also welcome to try and climb the cliffs with a DC 14 climb check. If they pick the route through a tunnel, they'll meet two gang members on that way in. We can call them scouts. If you use the scout stat block, that will help you kind of pitch these for a level 1 characters and have to get past them either by battle or by wits. If they climb up, they will see four guards patrolling around the top of the cliffs. Not instantly into combat there, they can just see them from afar. And they'll also see the airship parked over on the western ridge of the ring. The base itself is manned by a small cohort of bandits and pirates, which we will use this guard stat block for those, as it's a good kind of balance to my fight. There are also about 30-odd slaves held by those guards, working on the broken ships, breaking them down and searching for items of value. The leader of the gang is a red dragonborn named Drool. She dresses in deep black leather and has a scar running over one eye. In terms of combat here, guys, obviously, combat is likely to happen. You'd like to have to fight these people. There are four guards at the top, with four more patrolling down the breakers' yards. We are using the guard stat block for those. Drool, D-R-E-W-E-L, is the leader of that gang, and we can use the bandit captain stat block for her. If you free the slaves, they will certainly join your cause. They will fight up against their previous captors, but they are just commoners. So there are 30 of them. They can be used in the combat if you wish. They are chained together by the ankle as part of their captivity. It would be a DC 14 cliff hand check to try and pick the lock. Or the chain itself has got an AC of 12 and 10 HP, which can be broken if another option. You players can obviously approach the guards however they like. You haven't got to go through combat. But any guard would like to raise the alarm if they see an enemy, and you guys are the enemy. The gang are mostly cult members of the Jarrans. It is a cult as well as a sort of pirate crew, and certainly fight to death, defend their mission, to defend their leaders. Drool, on the other hand, is their leader. She's opportunistic. She is a scam. She isn't a believer in the cult. And as soon as she sees the battle turning against herself, she will run and she will try and escape with her life. If your players defeat the foes or are able to avoid them, they can start to search. Obviously, there's a lot to be found here. Within the main base, there are two areas for them to search: the bandit base and the shipwrecks. The shipwrecks are mostly assembled of carcasses of old ships broken apart by the slaves. They'll mostly be picked clean as part of the work the bandits and slaves have been doing. But with a DC 18 investigation check, it will reveal a hidden compartment within a ruined captain's quarter. Inside, the players will find a ruby worth 50 gold and a rolled and waxed map of the Broken Seas. The bandit base itself is carved deep into the sides of the cliffs inside the ring. It comprises mostly of three rooms: the galley and dining hall. This will contain food and utensils. Nothing really of worth for your players, but they're welcome to raid it if they want food, and if they want to give food to the slaves, it will be here for them to have. Second room is the bunk room. This is mostly filled with cots and bunks, clearly where the bandits and their captain slept. Each cot comes with a small locker for each of the bandits. Anyone searching these can just easily open up. They'll find 75 gold, they'll find two short swords, they'll find 18 crossbow bolts, a potion of healing, and a small carved icon of Garagos. If they roll a little bit higher on investigation, they get a DC 12, they'll also find a gem with 50 gold balled up inside an old sock. If they roll really high, and they get an 18 DC investigation check, they will find a false bottom to one of the lockers, containing a letter. It will read: "Nika, my mission so far has been mostly a success. Drool is unaware of my true nature or intentions, and making excellent progress in discovering her intentions. It is clear she is aware of Baron's way, but it is unclear if she is aware of its true nature. We are mostly working on breaking ruined ships. We bring all we find before her. She keeps some, tosses some. I'm still working on discovering what she is seeking. In conversation here, no one else has ever heard of the Blackened Bones, so we remain secret and hidden for now. Yours, Thadge." A DC 10 history check will let any player recall an old sailor's story of Baron, an early famous pirate who stole an elven prince on a wedding night and plundered all cities up and down the elven coast before finding a way into the other plane of existence and decided to go pirating there. That way he found through is known as Baron's Way, and it's often searched for, and it's believed Baron stashed all his stolen treasure there. The last room your players come across will be Drool's private room. It's mostly a mess, covered in maps of the Broken Seas, covered in scrawls and handwritten notes. They're all interchronic, but if a player can read them, there are variations on
here, not here. Here? Reference in the journal? ? Baron cited?
It's clear that she is doing the investigation here, and is not making much progress. A DC 12 investigation, or history check, will let a player discern that Drool is clearly looking for something, and the reference to Baron will allow them to recall the same story as mentioned earlier. In her desk, you'll find 100 gold in various coins, and there's a diamond worth another 100 gold. There's also a locked safe in the room. It would require thieves' tools, as well as a sleight of hand check of DC 15 to unlock it. Or it has an AC of 20, and has 10 hit points if your players were to brute force it open. Inside, your players can find a single black coin with a skull embossed in it, and a very old notebook. The notebook is written in Abyssal. If a player can translate it, it appears to be the diary of a demon back from the forming of the world. If they are willing to spend a few hours reading, learning, translating, they discover that it tells the tale of the formation of the world, of the early wars between the faction of gods, between titans and demons, and all manner of primordial creatures. It is clear that the demon has gone insane and is going insane, and many passages are gibberish, the rantings of a diseased mind. It has long passages and descriptions of places and events, but very often lacking a tangible details to place them in a time or location. The one that has been annotated most is tales of the fall and the prison of Tklak. It talks of a temple at the centre of a circle, a door between hills, a lock beneath the world, and chains forged from the bones of titans. With the defeat of the bandits and the captains, it does leave two things left to deal with: the slaves and the airship. Once combat is done, a middle-aged elf will make himself known to your players, introduce himself as Treewinter, the captain of one of the ruined ships and the now de facto leader of the slaves. He will make an impassioned pitch to the crew to allow the slaves to stay here, to let them to rebuild. They have lost all their ships and their crews, and all they want to do is build a new life. If the players will let them stay and keep the airship, they will be grateful, and you as the DM can call upon them down the line for helping your crew in a dire situation. Treewinter is being genuine. He isn't trying to lead anyone astray. He's genuinely looking to start again with a crew they have formed of the survivors here. If your players refuse to let them stay with the airship, then they'll be asked to take them to Pell, and they can start afresh there. That's hopefully a diversion that your players can go on, and it'll give them some little hooks into the wider story. It plays into the wider story and ideas in a couple of ways. First of all, Baron's Way. Baron's Way is a nice little hook for your players. It's filled with treasure and something for them to go and raid and find. But it's also the same place that holds the lock of Dakalak and keeping him chained up beneath the Broken Sea. The tale of Baron is true, but he's actually seeking to release, or at least use Dakalak for profit, rather than to seek a different plane. It did not end well for him, and if your players reach a point, they'll certainly find his remains there. The translation of the notebook in time will let your players try and find this place. Hints at the temple in the centre of a circle, the door between hills, a lock beneath the world, and the bones forged from titans will help your players locate this place when they get out of the room. The letter, if they do find it, also references the Blackened Bones, who we have mentioned previously, who will come to in time when we get towards looking into the nook in the area, but will be major players as part of this conflict. Overall, the idea of this little aversion is to build out the world a little bit, give them some sort of ways to do sneaking, and let your players kind of stretch their skills a little bit. And seed a little few ideas, seed some ideas around other players in this world, Baron's Way, and the idea that other people are out there looking for the things they're going to be looking for. I'll be back, guys, in a couple of weeks' time looking at the next big city they're going to get to, which will be Pell. Lawless, rough town that it is, and the things that they can find there to see and do and take them forwards. As always, you can find me online at LoreMastersPod. I'll be on there talking about D&D and RPGs and all that kind of things. Come tell me if you like the show. We are on Podchaser. Podchaser is a great place to leave reviews for podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating if you like it. We'd welcome all your feedback. It really helps us get ourselves into more eye holes, ear holes. More people may listen to our show, the more regulars we have there. So we'd really appreciate that. And I'll see you back here in a couple of weeks. Cheers!